If you know you're meant for more but find yourself spinning your wheels or getting in your own way, then this is the show for you. I'm your host, Jo Bendel, creator of the Meant for More movement, and this podcast is here to inspire and motivate you to say no to mediocrity and average and a big fired up yes to claiming your more in every area of your life. So if you know you're playing small and getting in your own way, then let's get real, honest, and massively inspired, because I believe that we are all meant for more. Hello, friends. We are on a roll. Okay, if you know, let me start that again. We have all heard the statement, I mean, like, if you've been in business for a while, this has been drummed into us all, is start with why. Start with why, and then everything else will be okay. And I really wanted to give you some context around this today, because I've just had a really fascinating 90 days, actually, where I've used this concept, maybe without realizing. So as I record this, it is just over a week until my birthday. And so a year ago, I was just turning 47 and wasn't feeling great in my body, was at the higher end of my weight. And I said to myself, like, I am not getting to 48 feeling like this. I'm going to make sure that 48-year-old Joe doesn't feel like this. Now, what I will say is also, I had something called plantar fasciitis last year. It started in May. And yeah, if you have heard of it, like, everybody that knows it is like, oh, that's painful. 11 months it lasted. And I spent a lot of money on treatment and shoes, never bought so many trainers, but there were quite a lot of weeks when I couldn't even leave the house. And yeah, so like my whole like goal around showing up for my body was, you know, I always used movement as a really good way to do that. And actually, if I'm honest, I obviously used movement for a lot of things, like my daily walks really were my mental health walks. And I don't think I'd known how much they or how much good they were giving me until they were taken away. Anyway, all that to say, I basically got to the end of December and was like, okay, yeah, right, timeline has been shortened. There is 4 months until 48-year-old Joe arrives. You made a deal with her, you got to crack on. And I did, right? I absolutely cracked on. I got really clear about what was my plan to make sure that when 48-year-old Jo arrived, she was feeling good in her body, but also just energized and clear-headed and just like feeling better. So this is not just about weight. This is about feeling good as well. And so, yeah, I rose to the challenge, and I think I'm on like day 84 now of moving my body. And the reason that I wanted to share that with you is because my why was so very, very clear. I promised 48-year-old Jo that I would do everything I could to make sure that she felt good when she landed. And so I have been moving my body every day. I've been really focusing on my nutrition and what I'm eating. Not something like, I'm not somebody that loves to like cook. I find it really hard to prep, you know, like meal prep in advance. But I've really, really been working on this in a different way to how I normally would, and really focusing on eating lots more protein, which is, oh my gosh, like, I'm only been doing that for a couple of months, but it's fascinating to me, the difference. I've upped my protein, and now I'm somebody that I thought eats quite a lot of protein anyway, but like, I'm less hungry, you know. It's really, really interesting. Anyway, that's not what this is about. This was about, like, I had a super clear why, very, very powerful, very, very personal, like, it really meant something to me. And so I showed up for it. Now, the other thing I want to say is that I've done, like, oh my gosh, like, if you've been following me for a while, you know, I'm always doing different challenges for myself. Now, it's years and years ago. I think the first time I said I'm going to try and do a 100-day challenge was, I reckon it was 9 years ago. I just basically lit a match on my life in the UK. I'd left my boyfriend, left my home, and I was not feeling good. I was the heaviest I'd ever been. So, right, I'm going to do a 100-day challenge. Now, it didn't work. I failed like miserably because it was, you know, it was too long. Well, now I look back, I can see like, I, you know, like why it didn't work. But here's the thing is, I just kept trying. And then I created this really random thing in my brain that every time there was a month, there was 30 days in it, I would do a 30 days my future self will thank me for. And I remember I started doing it, and it was like, it was a September. And I said, I'm going to walk 10,000 steps a day, every day for 30 days. I actually did do that. I completed it. I had a habit tracker and I did it. And it was fascinating the unexpected results that I got from doing that, because I was basically taking myself, and I think that's when my mental health walks kind of started without me even knowing. I wouldn't have any podcast in my ears, no music in my ears. I was just like out on my walk. Luckily, I live near the sea, so it was really beautiful walks. And yeah, it did me so good in so many ways. But also, I was building the muscle out of somebody who shows up for herself. Now, fast forward a few more years, actually through the pandemic, maybe it was a year after, and I decided I was going to do a 100-day exercise challenge. Now, again, I've been practicing these things for a long time. And what I really want to say about this is that everyone's different and you've just got to keep going until you find a way, till you get the one that works for you. So for instance, the 100-day exercise challenge for me is I find it easier if I've just got to do something every day, one thing every single day. Now, if I say, well, I've got to do it 3 times a week, there is just way too much room for my mind to overcomplicate it. But which days? Oh, we don't feel like it today. Should we do it tomorrow? So I can remove all of that by being like, well, you just do it every day. It's this one thing you do every day. And I remember, so I was doing this 100-day exercise challenge, and you know, the first day that I missed in the 100 days, instead of in the past, I'd have been like, you suck. You didn't do it. You have to start again. And then, of course, I've got literally no desire to start again because I'm feeling like I failed. Well, this time I did it differently. I was like, oh, okay. I missed a day for whatever reason. Wasn't feeling well or traveling or something. So I just added it on to the end. And I think it probably took me 112 days to do a 100-day challenge. Now, this is what's happening at the moment. I am on like day 84 of an exercise challenge. It's actually taken me 94 days so far. So in the last 94 days, there's been 10 days that I haven't worked out for whatever reason. One, I know it was either because I wasn't feeling well or I was traveling. And 84 of those days, I've moved my body for 30 minutes. And this is really great because I'm just going to keep going. And it means that it will take me, if I don't miss any more days, and if I was aiming for 100, it would take me 110 days to do an 100-day challenge, which is all right by me, right? So this is what I'm saying, is you got to find a way for it to feel like it works for you, because this is all a mindset thing, isn't it? Like, of course, I'm benefiting, even if I've had 10 days where I haven't done it in the last 94. I'm like, yeah, I'm okay for that. Okay, so going off on a tangent, as I kind of do, but I just wanted to say, like, there's different ways of making a challenge work for you. And it is about finding your way. Like, I've been doing it for years and years and just keep finding different ways. Like, for instance, the whole, it's better for me to do the same thing every day. Now, the other thing is, I was chatting to a friend only last week, actually, and we were talking about what are our goals for the next 90 days. And I was like, well, I know what I'm focusing on. You know, I'm really focused on the two things, which is like my health and my business. And, you know, I obviously have specific things around them. And she was like, oh, I'm just so bored of like the same things and not achieving them. And I was like, oh my God, like I feel totally different. I could have said that like years ago. And this is what I mean about, like, we just, the people that love personal development, you know, we find a different way to look at it. We find a different way to go again. I didn't feel like, oh, I'm so bored of these goals. I felt like, oh no, like it is so important to me that I really, really look after my health, because future Joe is going to benefit. And everything that I want to achieve in my business is reliant on how good I feel. Like, it's just so important to me that I just find a way to keep going, to keep going. So even though I kind of put the same 7 pounds on and off over the years, I'm like, right, okay, I want to change that. That's a pattern for me. I want to change that. And also, it's not boring. I'm just like, right, we go again. We try again. So I'm sharing that as well in the hope of, yeah, I just wanted to like ignite a thought in you that might be different to the one that you've got at the moment that isn't useful. Now, going back to this concept of like everything on your to-do list needs one of these, this is what I mean. Is like everything on your to-do list needs a why. Especially if it's something that you've been procrastinating on, or, you know, you've got to get connected to it internally, get some emotion around it. You know, why does it need your attention? And, you know, it might be like, I just want to, once I've picked the kids up from school, I don't want to have to go back to work for the rest of the day. That's why this has got to get done. Or there's like, you know, like find a why that's got emotion and real personal like meaning to it. I am going to turn up as 48-year-old Joe feeling like I am showing up. Yes, I know I'm work in progress, but I can be really proud that I'm like, okay, I'm doing it for you. So even the smallest things that are on your to-do list, you need to know why they're on there. And if it's not clear, ask yourself, why is this important that this is on my to-do list? Why is it important that I do this? And you're going to find out, well, it's attached to my business goals of like, I want to grow my income or my list or whatever the thing is. And you might find that you're like, I don't know, I don't have a strong enough why. So it either needs to be removed or it needs to be delegated. And I think that this is the thing about when we are focused on meant for more, we know we're meant for more, and we're working towards more in different areas of our life. Quite often, that means less. The less things we do, the more we will get. You know, when I started my exercise challenge at the beginning of the year, I was having talks of a lot of people who were thinking about doing 7 to 5 hard, which is a really mental challenge where I think there's maybe like 10 different things that you have to do each day. It's quite hardcore. And I thought about it and then I was like, you know what? I have enough challenge. I'm trying to, you know, keep my business alive, keep myself alive. And I was like, actually, the one thing that I know will impact everything is my movement. And so I have kept, you know, I'm really proud that I've managed to keep going on this because I had one thing that I had to show up for. Of course, I wanted to write about 5 habits on there, but the one thing has rippled into, oh, now I'm really focusing on what I'm eating and I'm focusing on my sleep and it's impacting my business because, you know, all of the ripple effect. So the less you try and achieve, the more likely you're going to keep up to it. And really, really be clear, why is this important? I hope this is useful and hopefully spark some thoughts in you. Please do, as always, reach out and let me know what landed for you today and if you've got any questions. All right, much love. Bye-bye. And that's a wrap. Thank you so much for listening. This podcast is here to give us all permission to claim more from life and business. I'd love you to head over to Instagram and let's continue this conversation there. You'll find me at joe_bendall. Here's to no longer settling and instead claiming our more.